My name is Cotton McKnight, and with me, as always, is my partner in crime, Pepper Brooks. Pepper.
Yeah, Cotton. Hey, everybody, 32 teams in play. That means 4 wins is going to get you in the final match, with that 5th win getting you the 50K that everyone's chasing. Cotton.
This sport doesn't build character, it reveals it.
F and A, Cotton, F and A.
It looks like Peter LaFleur has actually blindfolded himself.
Yeah, he will not be able to see very well, Cotton.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another week of Muskies on Tap. I'm your host, Gus Manti. Doing a little late night recording here, doing a quick hitter on current conditions up here. We're also going to talk about Madison coming up this weekend, the PMTT. We're missing one of our counterparts here tonight. Brian is not with us, could not stay up for the late pod, but that is all right. We got none other than Max, my brother, on here tonight as well. So, Max, how are you doing?
Good, a little tired, but always fired up for a week of PMTT tournaments. Unfortunately, yeah, like you said, we are down a member here this evening, but I'm sure Brian will come back with some heat next week. So until then, Gus, it's just you and I. What should we chat about tonight? We got a few things on the docket here. You've been doing some fishing up in northern Wisconsin with league nights, guiding. Let's start there. How have things been going since the opener in northern Wisconsin on all your trips?
Since opener, it's been pretty solid still. I mean, I think the first league night was just Tuesday night league, because Monday was Memorial Day and we don't have league on that night. But we got a whole bunch of bites that day, but they're all short, unfortunately, so a lot of small fish were moving. And then I think we had some pretty hot and stagnant weather throughout the week. I was only able to get out for a couple hours each day, and about 50% of it or more was dedicated to driving around, because I just needed to go kind of get a pulse on some things and go check out some area lakes that I haven't been on yet this year that I typically go out and guide, and had to just check on the weed conditions out there. And you know, there's definitely a lot of weeds and a lot of choked out weeds in places that typically don't or won't until later. So weeds are definitely up in certain lakes, and they're growing quickly. I've noticed in just the past week since opener, it seems as though there has been a really, really big spike in weed growth. And that's probably with the water temperatures rising at a pretty decent rate. I mean, today on our recording, it got up to 81 up here. We had some scattered storms. I think there's going to be a little more rain throughout the week. And by the time this podcast comes out, there's going to be a whole frontal system and kind of a cold front that's hitting all of Wisconsin. And I'm sure, you know, most of the parts of Midwest and Minnesota and all that.
What are water temps right now that you're working with?
Last seen, we're upper 60s, just touching 70. So good temps where, I mean, it seems like fish are biting a little more often and the windows aren't as tight finally, which is very good. But still, it seems like they come in waves and fish are kind of, they're potted up in some areas and then they move a little bit, but still finding them in the weeds big time. I have been checking mud flats fairly consistently, not super regularly. And I found a little bit of some buggy activity. Definitely seen a couple mayflies flying around here, but I have yet to see clouds of bait out there. I have yet to mark any muskies. I think I've marked one or two on some cribs, but you know, they're holding on to that more so than any particular bait out there. So that's kind of the current conditions on the lakes. So definitely be aware if you're going to your favorite lake and just kind of mapping out the weed edge a little bit better. And I have a good feeling in a lot of lakes out there that's kind of shifted or moved or grown or, you know, something like that. It seems like the weeds are definitely growing at a lot more of an exponential rate as of late.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that big cold front that's about to hit northern Wisconsin will slow down the bug hatch?
A good chance, actually, because I mean it's looking like the temps at the nighttime are going to be enough to knock down the surface temperatures of the water. Because I mean, reaching about 70 today, that's just it from it cooking from the sun today. And I mean, we're going to get nights in like the upper 40s up here, and highs of only like 63, I think 57 on Thursday when this drops. And that's for up here in Eagle River. I mean, those water temps could knock down at minimum 5 degrees on the surface. And with that being said, with like the water temperatures knocking down, like that huge flux of water temp going down could put a little damper on some fish activity. I could see maybe in that first little bit of the water temps going down, it could be good. And maybe as like the front just sets in and it's, stagnant weather, it could be okay or tough, but it looks like it's a steady incline past that going into the weekend. It kind of stays a little bit on the colder side, but I'm not too worried about it. I don't mind a tough bite. I like to grind it out.
Yeah, it certainly seems like what it might be for Madison, which we'll get into. But I guess just going with a little bit more of the northern Wisconsin talk, with the cold front that's coming in, and if the bug activity kind of stays subdued, I mean, I know that there's a spring classic happening this weekend as well, and on the Eagle River chain, right? That's just on the Eagle River chain, not Three Lakes too.
Yep, just Eagle River
Okay.
chain this weekend.
Gotcha. Yeah, so maybe you could anticipate finding some more of those fish pushed up a little shallower than normal. That tournament usually seems to always produce kind of a tough bite. And be curious. I mean, obviously with the last few nights in league, sounds like fish have been kind of moving and grooving pretty good. So might be a different story this year for the Spring Classic, or what are your thoughts?
I could see it being good. Last year was pretty good too. It had a
Oh, was it?
what
Okay.
I thought to be above average, but that was just last year, and years prior to that for sure have been tough. But I could see it being pretty good because the chain's weeds seem to be doing actually quite well. I'm finding plenty of green cabbage, plenty of the coontails green. The milfoil patches are just there. I mean, they kind of go up to the surface almost, but fish hold near them, and it's more than it has been in the past few years. So I think that's going to help hold a lot of fish in the weeds. And if there's no bugs out there, it's pretty much just going to be a who can grind out the most fish in fairly shallow water. I mean, I'd be relatively surprised if somebody out there can find like a good deeper water bite, but I mean, prove me wrong for sure. But I think the weeds are going to be the ticket. They were the past few nights. We've been getting tons and tons of bites. It seems like with that water temperatures getting closer to 70, we're getting closer to the new moon coming up here. I know always weather trumps moon, but with that being said, I think with the knockdown in temperatures, we might have to go back in time to when we had the little tighter bite windows, kind of dictated more so by moon. And I could see that happening because just today with the trip I had in the morning and then league, the trip in the morning was heavily influenced by moon. We had one bite in the first half when we got the tiger, right when the major started, and then the back half of the major we had two bites within 10 minutes, and unfortunately didn't keep those ones pinned, but those were for sure dictated by the moon because it was the first part of the major. So, end of the major and nothing before, nothing in the middle, nothing after. And then at night, all of our bites came right before some rain with nothing moonwise happening. And then a little bit after the rain, nothing moonwise happening. Didn't see any single fish during the moon phase. And then the two that we caught in Tuesday Night League were just kind of more like sunset related. So
Gotcha.
it's just kind of It's been a hard pattern to kind of dial in. The fish have been, I mean, with the warmer weather, they're going pretty good on bucktails finally today, at least for our boat.
Oh.
I've
Bucktails finally reintroduce themselves to the season. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, after talking to other people, when I'd say that, like, yeah, the today was pretty much the first day had a fish actually follow a bucktail, people are like, really? And I'm like, yeah, they're just, for some reason, our boat and bucktails just don't go hand in hand. I don't know why sometimes, but it doesn't, it kind of, it eludes me on the answer to that one. But bucktails are back. They're back in action. But I'd say with the cold front, maybe going to a little pull pause game might not hurt. Might not hurt. A little, some jerk baits and shallow rubber, and that might be a little more of the ticket.
Gotcha. All right. Well, appreciate the update there for the Northwoods. Best of luck to everyone that's going out and fishing the Spring Classic this weekend. Be good to see the results on that. Someone stick a big fish on the chain this weekend. How about that? That'd be good to see an upper 40s or something like that come out of the chain would be real promising for, I guess, the prospects of the rest of the season. I was like,
sure,
big fish moving early.
Mm-hmm. They're moving all right.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. We'll have to chat offline about that a little bit more.
For sure.
Get all the deets on your last few days. But anyways, Madison PMTT coming up here this weekend. Qualifier number two. Always a fun one, I guess, for us. We've only done it 1 year, but, you know, really enjoyed being down there last year. Those lakes are filled with fish and all kinds of muskies, which makes it really interesting. And obviously, it was kind of dubbed as one of the big fish tournaments from the prior season with a few, you know, over 50-inch fish being caught on that second day. But what are your thoughts heading into the weekend here? Obviously, the weather's looking fairly different than it was last year when we were down there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking to a couple people fishing down there in the Madison chain, but I haven't really like been, you know, talking too much. So I'm just going to be curious on the weed situation out there. Just kind of looking at how it's been up here. It could be far ahead in that case, but I'm wondering if the temperatures down there are going to be very similar to last year, especially with the kind of the cold front hitting. I wonder if the temperatures up there are going to knock down a good bit and maybe potentially go sub 70 degrees. I think last year was like a little above 70 degrees, and
Do you see that algae bloom? Do you see that algae bloom?
Yeah.
Like somebody posted a picture of the bloom that was going on in Mobisa. I don't know about Monona, but that was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, a good little breeze out there should break that apart. But, I mean, you know me and I know you. We're not too afraid of no algae bloom at all. We deal with that on a few lakes up here. As everybody knows, and all the green stained lakes can bloom up here pretty good. One of them being the chain will bloom up a little bit, but yeah, I'm okay with that. I think we might have to just kind of dial in a new plan of finding kind of where like the weeds are. I mean, last time we kind of just picked our lines out there, and once we found pods of fish, we just kind of left them alone. And I think we're going to go in with kind of the same game plan of just the same, you know, same similar type stuff from last year, and probably add at least a couple spots to our repertoire since last year was the first time there. It took us a minute to get acquainted with the lake and kind of figure out what's going on, where's the bait, where's maybe the muskies at, where they should be. So this time we're at least going in with a little bit prior knowledge, but with the weather that we're having, I am not sure we're going to see a multi 50 inch plus fish being caught on. I mean, could be totally proven wrong, but that might be tough because last year had that insane like weather shift that seemed to like really, really bring out the big girls. And I don't know if we're getting an insane weather shift where like last year we had what, 80 plus degrees on day one, and then the next day we're in like, I don't know, half-assed middle fall like rain suits or even more. Yeah, And this
was
year it's
cold.
just going to be moderate to cold-ish or something like that. Pretty consistent weather, I think, is at least on our side. I don't think it's changing
Yeah.
much.
No, yeah, no, it seems like it's going to be kind of just on the back end of this cold front, which, always can be a little
Can be
tricky
a
to
little
fish.
tough. Yeah.
So we'll see. I've been getting mixed reports out of some people I've been chatting with down in Madison as far as how the bite's been there all year. So I don't know, maybe some bad weather will actually help us out. You just never know. There's no hard fast rule book on this stuff. So more times than not, yeah, back into cold fronts are going to be a little tricky, but who knows? Maybe it'll be great.
Yeah, I
Fish
mean,
will just be jumping in people's boats.
this is going to be a real fun pre-fishing. We're getting just giant west northwest winds Thursday, Friday, and Wednesday it looks like some decent winds of like 10 to 15 from the west northwest as well. But yeah, it's like sustained. It looks like getting up to like 18 to 20, and I'm sure the wind gusts are much more. But the days of the tournament showing high of like 13 miles an hour west northwest, and both days are going to be like west northwest northwest winds consistent. The high on Saturday 71, the high on Sunday is 69, the morning of Friday, nice, the morning of Saturday is 56, and the morning of Sunday is 54 as of right now. It could change a little bit, but
Thank you,
it's
weatherman Gus.
yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, usually Brian's on that. He's the one just kind of dialing in. He's probably got like five apps going and a couple tabs on his computer, and he's computing the averages of all the wind speeds. But that's the best I got using Weather Underground there, and seems to be pretty accurate. But I don't mind having consistent weather, because then we don't have to go chase two different bites between two different days, you know? Like
Yeah,
if
unless
we get
our
something's
day one
going.
bite sucks, then we got to switch it up for day two.
True.
But no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. And it'll be fairly consistent of like kind of same weather going into the tournament too. So yeah, the bite going in could be the same as the bite going out. So, but then again, they're muskies and they're pretty freaking dumb sometimes. So they got a mind of their own.
Yeah.
And
What do
they
you anticipate the split's going to be between Monona and Wabisa this year? I know last year was pretty, what you think it was pretty even last year, evenly split, would you say? Or do you think there's a little bit more people on
I
Monona?
thought it was fairly evenly split. If I had to guess, there's probably a couple extra boats on Monona, but having, I don't know, all those megas being caught out on Monona could shift over there. And I don't know if it, like, some people maybe just pick their body of water based on how they like to fish, since they both set up, I don't know, not like the same, I would say, because it just seems like Wabisa dirties up a little bit more earlier, and then Monona stays clear, a lot clearer, and has a, I think, a deeper weed edge for the most part, a lot more defined points, defined weed edges for the most part. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. I mean, we'll see if people do a shift after day one, see if some people are finding something out, you know, where
Yeah.
they know maybe a bite's going on one or the other. And I don't know, a lot of fish in both. I can't imagine, you know, one's going to be too lopsided for catches, to be honest, but maybe we'll see. But yeah, I'm getting packed up here tonight, giving her about 3 days, you know, for pre-fishing. Max, you'll get down there on Thursday, I believe. And we'll hit it hard the rest of those 2 days, and then it's go time.
Yeah, go time. I'm excited. I'm assuming it's going to be a pretty full field of it being in Madison. So
Yeah.
that'll always be good. I know there's a little party going on. The PMTT is putting together on Thursday night. I'm sure they'll throw out the details for that on Facebook. But yeah, other than that, just looking forward to getting down there, man, doing some fishing. I was able to get out last weekend in the metro here, so that was pretty fun. Got warmed up a little bit on some big water.
Yeah, nice. How did that go? I know you got out there one day. I think it was you got out there Sunday for a good bit.
Camden Droppo. Cam was nice enough to invite me out there. He's a great dude who, he definitely knows stuff, especially when it comes to some metro fishing. Sounds like he's actually moving up and more into northern Minnesota for this summer, unfortunately for me. But he was nice enough to have me out. If you guys look him up, he's got a good page on Instagram that's full of fish, all sorts of different species.
Got a
It's
YouTube channel too.
His Instagram is Droppo93, and his YouTube channel is Wide Open Water. So he's got just a kind of a variety of different stuff. But yeah, he had us dialed into the muskies on Sunday, on some metro water. We unfortunately weren't able to put one in the net, but that was, I think a little bit of bad luck because we did put hooks in some fish. I did lose a nice one on the pit bull. Shout out to the
Oh,
pit bull.
oh,
The
oh,
Minnesota Muskies definitely like that thing. So yeah, that was cool. But yeah, just a lot of follows. I mean, I think we've kind of heard that with metro fishing is a lot of window shoppers. We were moving some big fish. I mean, he definitely had us on him. So just thought it was going to come together the entire day. We had great weather, big storm rolling in towards the end of the night, and most of our action, like you were saying, I think it's very similar to kind of what you were alluding to earlier with the bite windows during moon. I mean, we had hooks and three fish during moon and lost them all in the morning. The rest of the day was just follows, very aggressive follows, honestly. I mean, follows that you were like no doubters were going to eat, and just I don't know, it's weird,
clear
weird,
water.
weird behavior.
Was
Yeah,
the sun
clearish
out during
water.
that?
Not real. I mean, not really. It was
Really?
pretty juicy weather the entire day. That's why I was just surprised. Some really nice fish coming in at, good speed, Mach 10, and going around a few times and just not sealing the deal. So,
Must have
but
been
it.
still. Well, sorry, I was just gonna say, must have been from since you went out Sunday, must have been from the 900 bucktails they saw on day one of opener, that maybe they're like, wait a second, wait a second.
Yeah, those Minnesota Muskies, man, they love bucktails. That was fun, throwing bucktails out in 20 feet of water, just kind of having fish come out of nowhere and follow
That's
you in. Just totally different fishing than Northern
wild.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I know. It really is. It really is pretty wild, but had a lot of fun. I think we really would have probably gotten one to go. There was a minor that was looking like it was going to line up right before the storm hit, and the storm came quicker than we thought, and unfortunately booted us off the water like 2 minutes before the minor started.
Damn.
And we were in an area that we had moved like three really nice fish, and it just we
Cut it
kind of
too
were pushing,
close.
yeah, we were pushing the envelope a little bit, and we both just said, no need to risk this. And
Right.
I think everybody on the lake kind of collectively was thinking the same thing, and then at the same time made that decision once there was this big lightning bolt that kind of hit just to the west side of the lake, and we're like, all right, time to go. And all of a sudden you just see like 12 other boats start beelining it to the launch.
Jeez.
It was
That's
weird. I mean, it was saying it was just gonna rain on the saying it was just gonna rain on the radar, and it just
Yeah, that's wild. I God, freaking radar. Well, you gotta just always pay attention to the radar, but just the weather apps, I swear. I got mad beef with them up here. I mean, I was getting out for a trip on Monday morning, and I thought we were gonna beat the weather. I mean, we got up at like And we got on the water by like 5:30, and night before said it was just gonna rain. It's gonna rain pretty hard, but rain is all right. You can definitely deal with that. And then the morning I saw thunderstorm chances, and I'm like, okay, they're not gonna hit until like, I don't know, 6:37. I mean, that's fine if we're getting up. Let's go hit this really good window just after sunrise before the storm. Get out there, tie a few baits on, and pretty much after about two casts, giant lightning bolt. And quick to hear the thunder, and we were right off the lake immediately. So that was a bummer start to the morning where I totally thought we had a lot more time, and that weather just moved in way, way, way faster. And the Northwoods got blasted with about an inch and a half of rain in a couple hours. So
Jeez.
plenty of water up here. The river's flowing pretty good. They're releasing a decent amount off out of rapids because the Wisconsin River below that and above the rainbow seems to be plenty high. Hopefully that can be sustained for a little while, or we'll see how much more rain we'll really get kind of now as we move into more summertime up here. But it's still early June. It's still not technically summer on the calendar, and that really can be the case up here. It can be, we can have some weird and gnarly cold fronts up here when we've seen them. I mean, there's even times in July. I remember there's a few summers that it'll randomly hit like 39, 40 degrees at night. So it can be unpredictable, but we got a little front coming. Looks like it's going to stay consistent after that and kind of just on a steady rise. So definitely anticipating the new moon is going to kind of, I don't know, keep the bite good, if I had to
Okay.
guess.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. So with that being said, we're always so far off when we try to do these, but what do you think gets it done in Madison this year? Let's try to give our prediction for what do you think is going to get it done to win, and then what do you think the biggest fish is that's going to be caught?
I'll go right away with the biggest fish. I'm gonna have to say a 49 and a quarter will be the biggest fish.
Okay.
And I am also going to say, I'm gonna say four fish wins it. Four fish with maybe out of that four fish, three of them are under 40 and one pops over 40. That's my guess. What about you?
I differ a little bit. I would think I'm gonna go biggest one's gonna be 47 and a half, right around that area. And I think three really nice fish are going to get it done. Somebody's gonna,
Three nice. Someone's gonna get like three over like 43 or something, or three over.
yeah,
Yeah.
like maybe not over 43, but like 3 over 39, 3 over 40, or something like that. I think
Sure.
might get it done this week. But again,
I could see
preface this by saying we are usually way off. So
it. Yeah. We could be way off. Who knows?
could be two fish, could be seven, could be a 53 caught for all we know.
Yep. Exactly.
And I hope that's the case. It definitely has the potential to clearly kick out some monster fish. So put that many good sticks on the water at the same time, somebody's gonna figure out a pattern. Somebody's gonna catch a big fish. So
Yep.
let's just fingers crossed we can be on the receiving end of that.
Yep, I agree with that. I definitely hope so. And for those also getting out for the PMTT this weekend, good luck out there. Hope to see you there at the rules meeting and stuff, and come say hey. And we're really looking forward to it. Can't wait to go down to Madison. And yeah, I think we don't have a guest on this week, so we really don't have a lot of other stuff to talk about, but
This
you
is a little
know.
quick hitter, good nightcap gets me fired up. I
Right.
know you're heading down there tomorrow.
Yep.
No, it's all good. Just a quick one this week. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be probably back to some regular scheduled programming with the full crew next week. Maybe get some special guests on after the PMTT. See kind of how everything shakes out this weekend. So follow along, should be a good one. Gus, you got anything else to add there?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, I think we're for sure gonna try and, line something up for post Madison, but just kind of going forward, I forgot to mention this maybe on the before opener pod because it kind of just shifted to full on busy mode for a lot of us and timing and having league nights on Monday and Tuesday that, sometimes I might not get back until, 10 p.m. or later, and we're going to do our best, but sometimes the podcast may drop on, still Thursday morning, like the normal time. It might be Thursday night. It might be Friday morning. But as always, we're going to try and get it out before the weekend. That's the biggest goal. I
think
And
there's a way that you can get notifications when it drops. So if somebody smarter than me knows how to do that,
I think I'm
try doing it.
are you saying like when for people on like their own Spotify and like Apple or something like that, they can hit, yeah, you can hit the, there's like a bell notification, probably next to follow or something. So if you guys want to follow, that's a maybe a little nudge there. That'd be sweet. If you're not already, but there should be like a bell notification on them. I don't know. It's something like that, just to know when we drop, because it might not be just right at the usual time. You know, when we have a lot more time in the winter and the days are really short, so we can kind of just sit at the desk at 6 p.m. and chat for God knows how long. Whereas here we're, you know, getting close to the old midnight time frame. And I know we all
It's
got.
funny when we started this, we were like, okay, summer's gonna be the gold time. Like, we got to record all these podcasts. And obviously, we'll still be doing that this summer, even with the busy schedules and whatnot. But we were always worried about what the heck we were gonna do during the winter. I mean, I remember at one point, I think last summer, we were talking about, hey, we might just shut it down during the
Oh
winter,
yeah,
take it
yeah.
back out during
But that
fishing
was
season. And
like,
I think now it's gonna kind of flip-flop.
yeah, winter is, then we chatted for like, you know, hour 45 to 2.5 every single episode. So,
Right, nothing better to do.
right, exactly. But
We'll still keep trying to get some great guests on. We got a few more people that we'll be excited to have on here in the near future. So stay tuned for those. If you guys like the interview ones, make sure just to, like we said, make sure to turn on those notifications. And we appreciate you guys always tuning in every single week. For those of you not fishing in tournaments this weekend, we wish you the best of luck. We'll see what this cold front does. I think it's going to be kind of universal here in the Midwest. I don't know about out east or in like Ohio or Indiana or Illinois or anything, but it seems like Minnesota and Wisconsin's going to be battling this cold front here, so.
Yep, we'll see how it shapes out. But also, if you guys want to give us a follow at Muskies on Tap on Instagram, that'd be much appreciated. Also got my own Instagram for my guide service, which is Suggs Fishing. Also, it's Suggs Fishing on Facebook, or you know, Suggs Fishing Guide Service. Also add me as a friend, Gus Manti. Shoot me a message if you want to get out fishing. Still quite, you know, busy during the months of June and July. There's a couple sprinkled dates in there. I think just about every weekend is full. If anything, maybe a one-off day in there. And still free for a lot of the peak times in August and September. And then for fall, you know, if you have a trip lined up, definitely don't wait if you wanna get in the books and get those peak times, because that's I know it's a ways away, but you know, at some point they might just start filling. I know all of a sudden people start lining up their fall trip, so definitely don't wait on that. But
How's that end of June time frame looking for you for guiding?
I could quick. It's pretty packed up. I think from Father's Day is fully booked that weekend. There's a couple sprinkled during. Yeah, I think it's booked pretty good, which honestly, with the how the bites are going, it's lining up to be a very good end of June bite for a wide variety of lakes. I'm really hoping with peak summer kind of happen there, so.
Awesome. Well, I think I am going to head to bed. I will see you in Madison. Safe travels. See you soon.
Sweet. See you later. Thank you everybody for tuning in. No outro from Brian. Sorry about that. We can't we can't replicate it, so we're not even gonna try. I'll see you
Too
guys on the
tired
next one. Too tired.
to
Peace.
do.